T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, we've opened up Pandora's box again. You know, we're inviting you back into the conversation, a debate we've had several times on this show, and that is the quintessential debate, Marc-Andre Fleury versus Matt Murray. Marc-Andre Fleury still standing. Matt Murray, like the rest of the Penguins, enjoying their offseason. Jim Rutherford commenting on it, giving his thoughts. Ron wrote about it in today's Post-Gazette, and now we're ready to hear from you at 412-928-9370. Here is Frank. Frank's on the fan. Frank, you think it's even a debate between the two goaltenders?
I don't know about a debate, but I really, a year ago, I said trade Murray. I'm not a Murray basher, but I really believe that if we traded Murray, we would have gotten value back where we got no value back by releasing Marc-Andre. We could have gotten a number one draft pick. I saw Marc-Andre as being here another 3, and then willingly going into a backup role behind Tristan Jarry. And from all,
so you would have traded a 23-year-old rookie with 2 Stanley Cups for a first round pick?
If they for whatever they could have gotten, knowing that they had Jarry in their hip pocket somewhere down the line after Murray was ready to retire.
So Jarry wasn't even their backup this year. They went with Casey DeSmith.
So your confidence in Jarry would have helped accelerate Murray's exit.
Yes.
Man, I don't know too many general managers that would give up on a 23-year-old with 2 Stanley Cups.
Well, I agree with
sign for 3 more years.
Ron,
I don't know too many.
Would have.
Nobody would have.
And again, I'm telling you that there are people out there that really think that way. The line from Rutherford in this Post-Gazette story that is going to tick off the Fleury lovers the most is that Rutherford comes out and just point blank says Murray outplayed Fleury. And if you look at the numbers, it's objectively, it's true. During their playoff runs, Murray won 22 games, Fleury only 9. Their saves percentage in those games, Murray 928, Fleury 921. The 2 years they were here together, their regular season numbers, Murray had a higher win percentage, better save percentage, and better goals against average. So if he was more effective in the regular season, if he won more games in the playoffs, if he was better at making saves in the playoffs, if he was younger than Fleury, if he were cheaper than Fleury, how could you keep Marc-Andre Fleury over Matt Murray?
No, you can't.
At the time, he made the right decision. At the time, there was only one decision to make. The only way, again, I'll say it, you could argue Fleury over Murray is if you felt at the end of last season that Fleury was the better goaltender than Murray.
And they didn't.
And if you've said our window to win with Crosby and Malkin is 3 or 4, 5 years long, and we think over the course of those 4 or 5 years, Marc-Andre Fleury is going to be a better goaltender than Matt Murray.
Let's bring in a voice of expertism here, and Eric Hagman.
Of expertism.
Expertism. I don't think that's a word, but that's okay. He's an expert in all fields hockey. Eric, did they make the wrong call? And will you be able to argue 2 or 3 years from now they maybe made the wrong call?
You could probably argue that, but what I keep coming back to is Matt Murray, barring a catastrophic injury, is probably going to be playing 7, 8, 9 more years after Marc-Andre Fleury is retired.
But for a team that has a Crosby-Malkin window, does that matter?
Oh, absolutely. I think every decision the Penguins make under Jim Rutherford is with that in mind. Now, remember, though.
With the window.
I mean, they're doing this to win with Geno and Sid.
Correct.
The decision Rutherford made on this, remember, happened before they won the Cup last year. It happened during last season.
Before the trade deadline.
Because they already had agreed to get rid of him at the time deadline. They struck the deal. So he didn't even need to see a second Stanley Cup from Matt Murray to make his decision. I don't think you can fault Rutherford at all for that. And this whole Tristan Jarry thing, if Tristan Jarry was tearing up the AHL and putting up numbers like Murray did when he was down at Wilkes-Barre, he had, 10 or 11 shutouts mm-hmm. that last season, then maybe you could make a point and say, oh, we've got another fantastic
game. Jari had a better save percentage than Murray this year at the NHL level, but not in a lot of games.
He was so inconsistent. Again, he didn't jump out like Murray did, you know. I have no issue with what they did, and that's not to take anything away from either goaltender.
And that's also to say you can think Fleury is a better goaltender than Murray right now, which I think he is.
At this particular point, yeah, he's made a better save percentage than what Murray does in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, we just had Kevin Weeks call him a combination of Waugh and Marty Brodeur, greatest goaltenders of all time.
I saw him say that. He's playing fantastic. He's playing fantastic.
I'm not at all convinced that would have been the same situation if he'd have stayed here.
No.
It was a perfect storm in Vegas.
But I think he would have been better here, Ron, if Murray were gone and he didn't have to look over his shoulder.
Maybe.
I do think that.
You know, it could be. I don't know. I
will never know that answer. I mean, I'm not going to sit here, though. I am not going to sit here and question what they did when I absolutely
thought I'll tell you
it was the only call they could make.
If Vegas wins the cup with Fleury and they don't win another cup with the Malkin-Crosby core, you could.
Well, you could. I mean, you can say a lot of different things, too.
You would be right to criticize them at that point, I think.
They made the right move at the time.
Like I said, Matt Murray, barring injury, is going to play, another 15 years maybe? So you got a lot of things can happen, you know, before he decides to call it a career.
This isn't the Years of Control organization. That's the baseball team in town that cares about that. 412-928-9370. Murray versus Fleury, do you think it's still a debate? First guy up says they should have traded Murray for a first-round pick. We'll take your calls on it next. 412-928-9370. Yes, these are our listeners. It's Cook and Pony on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.